Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Within the last hour, a jury of 9 New Yorkers has been sent away by a judge and asked to decide whether Donald J. Trump is guilty of raping E. Jean Carroll in the mid-1990s. Mr. Trump strongly denies the charges, but it's a waiting game now. Molly Crane Newman, Manhattan Courts correspondent at the Daily, at the New York Daily News, is at the courthouse right now. Molly, for people who haven't been following this trial every day, what are the accusations facing the former president?
Right. So, hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me on. This is a civil lawsuit. So, E. Jean Carroll, who is a writer from New York, she brought this case. She actually filed this case in November, but she first sued Trump in 2019. And in this lawsuit that was brought in November, she lists a battery claim and a defamation claim. So, she alleges that Donald Trump sexually assaulted and raped her inside a department store in Midtown Manhattan in the mid-1990s, and that he defamed her when she came forward decades later after his election as president. So what the jury has to decide, there are these two claims. They'll decide if he's liable or not liable. The claim that includes the rape allegations is a battery claim. So they don't, what they've heard this morning for about 2 hours before they got the case was that they don't actually need to find that Trump raped Carroll to find him liable of that claim. They could also find that he subjected her to unwanted forcible touching. So it doesn't actually have to rise to that standard. Mm-hmm. We might hear from them that they do believe that he raped her, but they have kind of multiple ways to come at that.
We obviously don't know, I suppose, until they come back and finish their deliberation. Right. The summing up of the prosecution was very interesting, Molly, wasn't it? Effectively, they outlined that Carroll spent 3 days answering questions on the stand, and they turned to Donald Trump's team and said he didn't even turn up.
Right. So it's also important to point out that this is a civil case. So there's no prosecutors involved in this case. It's her. It's Carroll's claims. So she is suing Trump, and her lawyers made that argument yesterday. So Trump is not facing criminal charges in this case. They are civil charges. He is facing criminal charges in a separate case. But they basically said to the jury, you know, he didn't come at any point. He didn't take the stand. Even just this morning, he's had a post up on Truth Social we heard about in the last 20 minutes in the courtroom. He feels he didn't get a fair shake, that he didn't get a chance to defend himself when, you know, in actuality, the judge left the door open for several weeks after the deadline had passed, right up until this Sunday, telling Trump's lawyers that he would allow them to reopen their case so that he could testify. But he didn't come at any point, and he's been very critical of this case in various public statements. Carroll's lawyers basically said to the jury, you know, he didn't even come and look you in the eye. He didn't have that respect for this court. And they kind of spoke about this pattern that emerged over the last few weeks. You know, they called 11 witnesses and three women, including Carroll, who accused Trump of sexual assault. Of sexually assaulting them in semi-public places, in random attacks where, you know, they weren't expecting it, and then disparaging their looks and their reputations when they came forward decades later.
Mm-hmm. They have said, and they've been at pains to point out, that this is not about money. This is about restoring her good name, E. Jean Carroll. But what would the likely outcome be if he were to be lose the case, Donald Trump?
Right. So the jury heard from an expert in reputation harm, Ashley Humphreys, last week, and she estimated that, Trump could be liable for up to $2.7 million. She walked the jury through all of the statements that Trump has made over the last 2 years in reference to Carroll. You know, he said that she and her friends had concocted a scheme to destroy him politically, and that this was a hoax and that she was a liar, and that, you know, he said that he'd never met her before. This estimation that this expert testified to, you know, the tally was that it could be up to $2.7 million. Okay. There are two separate claims. They might find him liable of one and not the other. But if he's found liable of both, he's on the hook for about $2.7 million.
So who does the jury believe, Donald Trump or E. Jean Carroll? That is the question at the very heart of this, I suppose. Molly Crane Newman, Manhattan Courts correspondent at New York Daily News at the courthouse. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.